This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We've been going through some weird heckin' garbage, and but we're like zeroing in on this sold out Dynamic Banter live show.
Yeah, in Tacoma.
In Tacoma, yeah. On November 1st.
Yes.
And then so we were fucking flipping our shit about it.
We were.
And so we were like, fuck it, let's get a second show in there. And so the very next night, November 2nd.
Uh-huh.
We are doing the second show.
Night.
So we added a second show, yeah, in Tacoma at the same place. And is it Tacoma Comedy Club?
That's right.
And so we're very stoked. We got some, yeah, big fun plans for those shows. We always do something different, special. It's different from this show.
Yeah. And we're going to go, like, it's a whole DB weekend.
It's a whole weekend.
Sold out live show. Yes, and then, yes, surrounded with me and my friends, which is going to be awesome. Yes.
Yes.
And then the next night, we have, I'm running an hour and then doing, yes, a late night. Yes. And then a late night DB.
Yes.
Slumber party. Everyone's, yes, sleeping there.
That's, yes, right. That's going to be a damn great time.
We're doing leadership activities.
Yeah, we're team building exercises.
We're gonna do trust falls all night until there's no one left.
But there might be some special guests and some bonkers stuff. So, yeah, please get your tickets to that second show while you still can.
I'll say right now, we got Scarlett Johansson coming.
Dude, come on, you can't drop that name yet. We haven't heard from her people.
Yes,
yes. We haven't even found out who her people are.
Audience love that. So. And then we're taking a 6-hour drive,
yeah,
to, yeah, Spokane.
That's, yeah, right, to have the opposite kind of experience at a show.
we're going to do a Spokane show for all of you fuckers out there.
All you guys that have been begging about a Spokane
you've
show.
You've been begging finally- us. You've been like, you're killing us. Our economy sucks.
I know somebody who's flying in for it.
That's fucking cool.
So it's like, we got it.
Zoya
do
doesn't
that.
Count.
Zoya does not, yes, count. Zoya will not be flying in for it. Turns out.
Zoya won't come to shows where there's less than 100 people there.
That's actually 100% true. She doesn't show up where there ain't people.
But,
Zoya's rider says a bunch more people.
If actually, can I just get serious for a second here?
I wish you would, finally.
Because I just really want to, I kind of have to say something that is kind of matters, and you know, like I've been dealing with a lot of shit right now, like in my personal life.
Yeah.
And you know, it's my show, Mike. It's our show, and you know, if I want to say that I'm like, you know, dealing with some shit, I'm gonna say it.
I, yes, think you absolutely should say it.
And you know, just so you guys know that it isn't always yucks and gucks.
It rarely is. It's never fun on this show.
It's just, you know, though the show is where the fun is.
I'm just kidding.
Outside of that is where all the nightmare shit is.
Well, this show is the only good thing.
We get to escape the reality of the horrible garbage.
Perfect song for this, by the way.
We're in the middle of a political nightmare.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of an economic nightmare.
Yeah.
The industries that Mike and I once thrived in is crumbling and being taken over by muscly dudes that sell moldy,
yeah,
crackers to kids.
Yes.
And we're struggling through this, whatever this is.
Yeah.
It's like a depression in this creative world we used to call home, and now we're just it's like we're watching our the city we grew up in crumble around us. Exactly, dude. The crime rate goes up.
There's more whores than ever. Prostitutes,
horses everywhere. No one's watching them.
There's prostitute horses everywhere,
dude. There's nothing sadder than seeing a horse selling their body.
I don't like that they're doing it, but. It's like, come on.
I'm not gonna stop them because I support sex workers.
I'm not gonna fuck a horse.
I would fuck a horse if there was consent.
Yeah. And nay is a no, is same
nay
as no.
Nay means no. And so what I'm trying to say, the reason why I'm saying this is that we got this show in Spokane. on the 3rd of November.
And there's 30 people coming.
And it might be a real small show.
But you know what? Those 30 people are going to get the ride of their
fucking ride of their life.
God damn. We're going to bring a ride. We're going to bring our favorite ride. We're going to Knott's Berry Farm.
We're commuting the ride.
And those people are going to get the ride of their life.
It will be the most expensive comedy tour ever.
So go back to the club.
And in the club, we're all family in the club. We need
this
to have that
sound,
many.
This is live sound from the Spokane.
This is footage from our Spokane show. Spread everyone out.
So anyway.
Everyone gets their own row. That's my promise. If you come in the Spokane.
We'll make sure everyone gets their own row.
You can have your own row of chairs.
Stretch out. Stretch out your legs.
Your own row of chairs or your money back.
Our show is the only show where you can lay down on your side to watch us.
Our show is like the middle seat guy didn't show up of comedy.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. It's comfortable.
I don't want to be
in a room full of fuckers, Mike.
No, I don't want to be in a room full of people either. That Tacoma show the night before, most of the other Tacoma shows are going to be nightmares.
Nightmares.
Because of the amount of people in there and enjoying themselves.
And you can, and the thing is I feel it crushing my soul.
Nothing's more annoying, and I'm sorry, can we speak? I think we're in the era of comedy where we can speak honestly.
Absolutely,
for once.
Man.
And we don't have to get chopped down by the woke police.
Dude, fuck cancel culture.
Dude, seriously, fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer, dude. I don't care.
I'll say that right now. I'll look the camera dead in the eyes and I'll say, fuck cancer.
Damn, dude, that's crazy.
Cancel me, cucks.
This show's gonna get censored.
So all I'm saying is that I literally forgot about what
we want everyone to come to our Spokane
show. Everyone should come. It's gonna be so much fun.
Because it'll be a good time.
Let me know when we're recording.
We're recording.
We're recording, great. Hey everybody, welcome back to Dynamic Banter. Today we are sans Steve. Steve was here until very recently, and then Kevin.
Can I do this to be Steve?
Yeah. Dude, you're just like Steve. That's the only thing that differentiates you guys.
Ow. My tooth hurts. Owie.
So Steve got what I would refer to as an instant toothache.
Yeah, he's here.
And then he sprinted out of the house.
Yep.
He was like, I have to go take care of this right now. And so you guys are here with no Steve. You guys are used to me. And so there's no like new fun dynamic to watch unfold. Which kind of ruins half the show. Now we got to rely on banter, which is, I'm not super looking forward to it, but I'm glad you guys are here.
We're going to gang up on
I'm
you?
I'm just kidding. Matt and Morgan from the Big Humble Podcast. We'll just let it fade out. We'll do a clean fade. I was ridiculed last time I came. I've been on your podcast 2 or 3 times already.
Yeah.
This is your first time on this podcast, so welcome.
Thank you.
I was ridiculed last time I hung out with you guys for being a fan of your podcast and for laughing at your jokes. By you. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. The way it came off?
Yes. You said that that I wasn't like being cool on the podcast and doing one of those things where like you don't laugh at the jokes and you pretend like everyone's this funny all the time and you don't really have
you
any
didn't
kind
do
of
that
reaction.
On our podcast.
I laugh.
You didn't
at
laugh at the racist
said.
Jokes, which I respect.
I will not outwardly.
Really? Yeah. At all? Ever?
In here, right. I'm a raffle mouth on the floor. No, everything you guys say is so funny, and I love you guys very much. I love you guys both in clip form, vertical clip form, and in real life. I met you guys both at the Comedy Store. Matt, you're a stand-up comedian. Morgan, you work at the Comedy Store doing drinks.
Yep. I do drinks.
And you're both so good at it.
I'm a drink professional.
Is that where you guys met as well?
Yeah. We became friends outside the
comedy store. It's the reason we met, but we met actually down the street at Saddle Ranch.
You met at Saddle Ranch.
Well, I was on the sidewalk. Morgan was at Saddle Ranch.
Morgan was on the bull.
Yeah.
Saddle Ranch, of course.
I thought Morgan was the bull.
That's rude, and I knew you were going to say that.
I climbed up on him, and I put the 25 cents in, and I said, buck me off.
It's $5, so.
Oh, Zoya's here. Zoya, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Why do you have to-go cups?
This is so nice. Yes.
Why do you have these?
It's because I want you guys to get out of here as soon as possible.
Oh, we can go.
Zoya, Morgan said something.
I did not say that. That's a lie.
Okay. What? Never mind.
Nothing. I didn't say anything. Said, and you see, now it's becoming this shit.
Just know Morgan said
you
something.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
On the outside.
On the outside.
What is that?
Well, I think we can all agree we're all red and goopy on the inside.
Yeah,
red and goopy.
We're not black on the inside.
That's actually a myth.
Some of us. Zoe's a smoker, so she is part. She's
goopy?
Part black on the inside.
Oh, that's true. Her lungs.
The lungs. And that's the part I wanted to bring
no,
up.
No.
Because you were getting kind of, you got a little.
I'll be honest. I don't really remember what I said, but I want you to know right now. I didn't mean it. It was all shits and gigs.
Thank you so much for coffee, Zoya.
Thank you so much.
I love you so much.
Thank you, Zoya. I love you.
And thank you, Kevin.
I don't think that was
as a friend.
A bad thing
and thank
to
you,
say.
Kevin.
As a friend,
just say as a friend faster.
She cut
then.
My hair.
Yeah,
that's more than friends.
How was that experience? Did you feel good after she made you look different?
Were you
scared? The touch of her fingers to my head.
Okay.
Was euphoric, I would say.
Euphoric, like the show.
Yeah.
What about?
I thought
her
she was in high school.
And on drugs.
She has a real high school touch.
I said, wow, you're sad and on drugs.
Yeah, that's she does Molly before she cuts. She does a men's cut.
That actually probably wouldn't be the worst idea. You'd probably feel super creative when you're cutting someone's hair on Molly.
Well, you should just be like feeling it a lot. And
it would take a lot longer for
touching
sure.
my neck more.
It just turns into a massage.
Was there so you're a single man right now, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
and
talk about this.
After, no. Well, just for a second.
Yeah. I after, could. I do think I could fuck a lot of my friends' girlfriends. If I put an effort.
Name them.
No.
Hold on.
No, I had this conversation yesterday with one of my friends.
Yeah?
That
with a friend of yours that has a girlfriend?
Yeah. I could, easily his. His is the easiest, but everybody else.
Let's call him up. Sometimes we do calls on the show.
I don't know his number.
Do I have his number?
No, I don't think so. I think he might have gotten it yesterday.
Yeah, I got it. Let's call him up. Dude, first of all, so funny and so infuriating at the same time. yesterday, me and Steve were guests on your brand new game show, Okay Daddy.
That's correct.
And we had so much fun. Why weren't you there, Morgan?
Because I was the show after you.
Oh, yeah? So it's, well, explain the show to the people so I don't have to stumble through it.
It is a trivia game show.
Thank you so much for being here.
It's a trivia game show tournament.
Where teams
of two
people
compete. Two people compete.
I'm filling in the words that aren't important.
Yeah.
In the game show.
Game show, yep.
And it's so funny. And you do a great job. You're the host.
Yeah. I mean, my goal is not to be funny, believe it or not.
Your goal is not to be funny?
My goal is to run a good game.
Right.
And then allow my friends to be funny.
I felt like you were being funny and the good game unfolded in the background.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to be funny. I'm a funny guy, but my priority for the show is to make it a good game first.
Well, I think you did that.
And then, of course, we're going to be funny.
The game was so fun, and everyone said funny things. I was laughing about little – I was giggling throughout the day.
Did you guys win?
Things that people say.
I found that hard to believe.
Spoiler alert.
Why?
Oh, sorry.
Cut that
I
out.
Mean, could we cut that out?
Released
we're going
to
have to beep it.
Just beep him shaking his head yes or no.
And then beep you saying that. We'll just start over. Welcome to Dynamic Banter. Steve's not here. His tooth hurts. I was on a game show and we won.
Hey, Sucker. Come on, man.
They don't know
which game show.
Game
you didn't
show.
Say which game show.
We'll start it again. Ham. It's my birthday.
Ham? Yeah. Oh, you say ham. Ready?
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I thought we're doing
it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
dear
Mark. Happy
birthday to
you. There is, and
we discussed this. We were going to sing the black
version.
So
we do it at the same time. To me, the regular version is the black version because black people aren't any different than us.
Black people made music.
No, that's not true.
So
Beethoven is what?
Beethoven.
David from Psalms. What?
Is that true?
No.
No,
a black guy named David.
Yes.
Yeah, a bunch. David Alan Greer.
That's David Allen.
That's a hyphenated first name.
Yeah. He put some sauce on it.
I love that, dude. I love that. Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for inviting us onto your show. We had a great time, and who knows if we won or lost.
Yeah, you'll have to watch to find out. It's only the first round, so.
Who's your partner, Morgan?
Stephen Fury.
Stephen Fury? Yes. What? That's a good squad.
We had a good time.
Don't know if they won or lost.
Don't know if we won or lost.
Hold on.
They played two women.
We did play two women and two women that share the same brain.
Oh, you know what is interesting about the two women that you played? Also very hilarious. Kelly and Allie Ryan. One time I got them confused for each other, even though they don't look that much alike. And no, I told
they do at first.
They do at
once
first.
Once you get to know them, they don't look
anything. If you're on mushrooms, they look exactly alike. And I told Allie a whole story that I had for Kelly. And she was like, do you think? And I said, Uh-oh, there's no way to walk this back.
What was the story? Tell us.
I don't remember what the story was. Couldn't have possibly been, I'm going to move your phone because I'm getting the plurps.
Yeah, some people get me and Morgan confused.
Who?
Josh Potter.
Why do you guys have to-go coffee cups?
A lot of times when I'm going to spots at night,
yeah.
I want coffee at the last possible second, and I'm not going to
take a
mug.
Spots, of course, meaning the massage parlors you frequent.
When I go get jacked the fuck off by Koreans,
you take a to-go cup?
I take a to-go cup.
But do you know they make like...
And they're like, no, out of side.
They make like stuff, like cups you can take with you and then just wash.
To go cups.
You can't wash these. It's bad for the environment.
I always think, no, you throw them away and then they disappear forever.
Yeah, they recycle them, dude. Okay. You don't know how recycling works?
Recycling is an option.
Is a myth.
Dude, I love that on our big recycling dumpster downstairs, it says in big white letters, no dog poop. So that means there's a problem before there's a sign, right? Bill Engvall said that, I think. And that means
here's
so many people, here's the poop. And so many people were throwing dog poop in the recycling, which has to mean that every recycled cup has a little bit of dog shit in it. Isn't that what that means?
Yeah.
I'll turn it over to you guys.
No.
Whoa. That took me out. It means every cup has a little bit of dog poop in it. But
yeah.
Everything's got a little bit of dog poop.
Recycled paper that you use in school.
You know, all the water we drink is actually dinosaur pee.
At one point was dinosaur pee.
All of the water that we drink?
Yeah. Every water has been through some sort of urination system. That's how water works.
But I have a water filter. So what does the filter do if not take out all the dinosaur pee?
No, the dinosaur pee stays.
I asked specifically when they installed it in our house.
Just take care of dinosaur pee.
Does this one that you're... Which model is this?
This gets rid of the Triceratops pee, right? Okay.
You have to promise me.
T-Rex, more like P-Rex.
There you go. Come on. You're welcome to the cookout.
Hey, it's 10 a.m. It's 2 a.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah. That's how time works.
It's 10 a.m. It's 2 p.m. on the East Coast. That was a new segment we have called... What time is it?
Yeah. Time zones.
So Steve really carries this podcast, huh?
Well, why do you think it's not going well?
I'm just kidding. No,
it was just such a drastic exit, and I wasn't in the mind. I was truthfully, let me tell you my mindset for this morning. I was like, it's my birthday. I have a donut. I was going to sit here and eat a donut and let everybody else do a lot of the legwork because I'm looking to take the day off, and now I can't. And now it's mostly on my shoulder. Because he talks a lot anyway. And it's his birthday.
Your birthday.
My birthday. It's Steve's birthday as well.
Did you get these coasters for your birthday? Because this is cold and it's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
They're
meant to stay cold.
It's designed to... Here, use both of these. So is that what you want? It's going to make you happy?
Yeah.
So if you put a cold drink on these stone coasters, my sister-in-law got these for me. It keeps your shit cold.
That's sick.
Feel how cold this is. This was poured 3 days
ago. Damn, that's a cold glass of dinosaur pee.
Ew.
I just refuse to believe they all have piss on it.
Well, a lot of water has been through also humans. Some of it is human pee.
So you're saying that humans piss, it goes out into the sewer system, ocean. Is that where the sewer system empties?
That's where it, yeah.
Most of it, yeah.
It just goes into the, like, Venice Beach.
Finding Nemo.
What about it?
He didn't have a mom.
Sewers lead to the ocean.
Is that what that movie's about?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No.
You haven't seen Finding Nemo?
No, I just kind of know what it's about. You know when you see something in pop culture so many times, you're like, oh yeah, I kind of get
it. That's me with Terminator.
All right. I've also never seen Terminator. Explain Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
What happened?
There is a fish that gets lost away from his friends. And our friends are like, there's something missing.
Our friends are like that?
Yeah. Our friends were in the theater being like, something's missing. There must be... I thought there was going to be another fish in there. There was another fish on the poster outside that I'm not seeing in this movie. That fish is Nemo. As soon as you find Nemo, moves over.
It's actually not really that close. Nemo's in most of the movie.
I would, if I'm being serious, a fish gets lost because fish have no memories, right? There's a fish that's like, my memory's off.
That's not the one that gets lost, though. That's Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres fish.
I didn't like that, and I laughed. And I laughed.
I didn't like it either, but it's like, you know, you got gotta me. Say it.
Sometimes when there's a group understanding that it's not great, it makes it better.
Sure.
Yeah.
How is the fish with no memory the one that doesn't get lost?
She's the comedic relief of the stressed out father.
Of the
in their search
fish.
For the missing fish.
What was the dad's name?
Marlin.
Marlin, yeah.
Like the fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also like the Wayans.
The baseball team. Marlon Wayans. Is he voiced
He's named
by
after Marlon
Wayans?
Wayans. That's how it's spelled.
Florida
it's
Marlon
spelled.
Wayans.
It is. I think it's spelled like the fish.
Oh, that's silly.
Yeah.
So the fish gets lost how?
Maybe it's Merlin. No.
Merlin?
Like
it's not the wizard, yeah.
The Florida Merlins?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like a person
Did
from
you hear
Houston
about the,
talking about
There's
baseball?
A surfer that died. She got impaled by a swordfish.
How?
Like yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Isn't that nuts?
Kevin, use your computer to verify
She's
the
like
facts.
An influencer.
No.
Yeah.
What are you...
She got Steve Irwin by a fucking swordfish.
She got Irwin by a Merlin, dude?
I mean, about time.
It's too early to say about time.
No, I'm saying about time somewhere.
Well,
like,
it was much more common in medieval times.
Why? Dude, I don't picture water happening in medieval times.
There was water.
Where?
And
not in the cities, because those motherfuckers stay.
Where did medieval times
In the dinosaurs.
Dude, imagine the percentage of dinosaur piss in the water in medieval times must have been off the charts.
Less. Oh,
less?
No, higher.
It no, it's all it's 100% the same. What happened?
She was surfing, and it jumped out of the water and went into her
There's
chest.
No way. That's like Final Destination shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's like shit you'd see in a movie and be like,
meh, that's too unbelievable.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's truly insane.
Kind of badass.
Is that, did they like attack her? Or did they do it on accident?
It's got to be an accident.
Yeah.
That's insane.
They probably thought her titties were some little minnows or something.
Can we just take a second to think about it?
She must have been a little flat chest.
Can we take a second to think about it, I said.
Yeah, picture it.
Come
yeah,
on,
funny.
Dude.
It's kind of funny.
I can't believe that's
her,
real.
It's pretty funny.
I mean, if that's how I die, fucking talk about it.
If that's how you die, I want to see every second of that.
Yeah, right.
I
like a swordfish could get through this.
I want to see you like surfing all day, like ripping.
Yeah.
Ripping
I used to teach
tough.
A surf camp.
There's no
In
way.
Detroit.
I was watching
in Jacksonville, Florida.
I was watching Detroiters the other day.
Me
and
too.
You guys have a park in the middle of your town that's like a beach for a second.
I've never been to Detroit.
You've never been
to Detroit.
I've been to football games and baseball games.
Yes or true or false. If you're from Michigan and you're racist, you drive around Detroit.
You could just stop if you're from Michigan.
Yeah, Detroit's like its own separate thing. If you want to be scared to death, go to Detroit. It's like a fucking big haunted house.
Hmm. The whole thing
with repercussions. I don't know. I've never been.
Damn, dude. We got to get you to Michigan.
I've only been there to go to sports games.
Yes. Lions.
Tigers.
Bleh.
Pistons, I've been to, but it's when they played in Auburn Hills.
Were you a Grant Hill fan?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything the audience of this podcast would.
Yeah, I'm lost now.
Yeah, see.
Oh, sorry.
I just don't want to bore Kevin.
Bret Hart was a fucking...
No, that's not going to work either. Unfortunately, that doesn't work either.
Oh.
You got me. I'm hooked.
Did you guys talk about the Vince McMahon doc?
Not really.
Okay, there's a part where after Owen Hart dies, spoiler alert,
yeah.
Bret Hart's just like, it took me a while to realize that he actually died and Vince wasn't just trying to get back at me for when I quit the company. It's like,
yeah.
Bro, they wouldn't kill your brother on pay-per-view.
Yeah, because
to
you
get
left.
Back at you because you left.
You quit your
person.
Job?
Yeah.
Dude, imagine another job where they kill your brother just to
yeah,
get back.
That's wild.
Like if you work at Quiznos, You're like, fuck this fucking place.
Like, like, well, right, well, your brother's so far.
We're gonna throw your brother off of Quiznos.
We're gonna put him in the fucking thing that makes you toasty.
No, I don't like that. Yeah. Do you watch wrestling at all? Have you ever seen? Did you? Like...
No, I'm not a wrestling guy. I know I look like one. Whatever.
Are
I'm
you
not.
A Quiznos fan?
Yes. Yes, because the first girl I was ever in love with
worked.
Got a job at a Quiznos.
Oh, I love it.
Why'd you ask him that?
Shout out Lindsay.
Because we were talking about Quiznos. Okay. We talked about a lot of things real fast. I, like, I just
holy
picked one.
Shit. I'm still in the swordfish, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
No, it is tough to believe. Wait. I was trying to get away from the swordfish, but thank you for bringing us
back. I almost got killed by swordfish.
Oh, okay.
First time I saw fucking Halle Berry's titties.
Wow. Oh, the movie swordfish. Is that where she's blowing the guy?
And
the
guy's like, I've never seen it.
That's the one. That's Monster?
No, Monster.
No, Monster.
Monster's where she's like
Monsters,
crazy.
Monsters, Inc.
Monster.
Remember that part of Monsters, Inc. where Halle Berry's blowing that
she
guy?
She won an Academy Award for Best Actress in Monsters, Inc. for playing a crazy person.
And she blew a guy while he was doing hacking. Hell yeah.
No, that's Swordfish, but in Monsters, I think it's Monsters Ball,
Monsters
where she's
Inc.
like fucking Billy Bob Thornton.
Monsters University.
Bad Santa. You're thinking Bad Santa. She worked at Quiznos, you said?
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry.
We'd have to ask. I don't know.
Do we have her number? Let's phone a friend to ask if Halle... So
my first celebrity crush, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. So
I
many
people's...
I thought
she was a food.
Have you tried the Halle Berries? You can't eat those. That's Into the Wild. He ate out Halle Berries. Full circle. You had a girlfriend.
No,
or you
no,
had a crush
no, no.
on a girl.
Yeah, I was in love with a girl.
You were in love with a girl. Did she know that?
Yeah.
You told
Well, her. When I told her, it ruined our friendship.
I know that story.
Instantly, tell the story.
Well, we were like... you know, quote unquote, best friends for a couple years. We would text every day. We would tell each other we loved each other every day.
And you were like, this can't possibly get any better. And then she got a job at Quiznos.
Yeah.
And then, you're like, I was like, I got to tell her.
Yeah.
I got to get a free chicken carbonara.
I know these men walking into Quiznos are going to scoop her up if I don't.
She got hired at Quiznos, man. Like, this is actually the perfect girl for me.
I liked Quiznos. Is that gross?
No.
Quiznos
no, it's
banging.
Better than fucking
I'd say
Subway.
Of the national right. sandwich shops, Quiznos is probably top tier.
Everything
might be number
so
one.
Top tier sandwich shop?
Yeah. Of the national
Quiznos?
Chains. Of the national chains.
More than like Jersey Mike's and Ike's?
I think Ike's is a national. It's just a California thing.
I don't
Ike's?
Think so. Jimmy John's?
Jimmy
John's in the Midwest
is
way
good.
Better than out here.
People love Jimmy John's depending on where you live.
When I lived in Michigan, it was very good.
Yeah.
And then the Jimmy John's out here sucks ass.
Don't you guys have Potbellies?
No.
Potbellies is nice.
Potbellies
no,
is nice.
The South.
Either way, regardless, it's nice.
Never had it.
Steak
and Shake used to rip in Michigan. It sucks now.
Do you think Jersey Mike's is better than it's like
I
top
think Jersey
tier?
Mike's is the best chain sandwich restaurant.
It's too wet for my liking.
Well, get it without wet stuff, dumbass.
But then that's their whole shit. You might as well just go to Stop and Shop and get cold
turkey.
Cuts.
Yeah, you can also do that. That's a good sandwich, too.
Dude, you're
better. You don't have to
so,
make it.
Top tier is Jersey Mike's.
I think so.
And yeah. then going to Stop and Shop and making your own sandwich is a second tier sandwich shop
no.
in the United States.
No, that's not a chain. That's not a chain. Making your own sandwich is always better.
Do you like Italian sandwich, like Bay Cities? I know it's very.
I haven't had Bay Cities.
I think Bay Cities is overrated.
It's too far away.
Overrated. Why do you say that?
It's just your typical Italian deli, but they don't have that many in Los Angeles, so it got.
Well, that's
like,
what
a
makes
lot
it special. Special based on location.
Sure, but it's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing that crazy about it.
What's your top five fast foods?
You can't just bring that question.
Like
to
like the fast food restaurant or the fast food item.
What's
restaurant.
Easier, restaurant?
Restaurant
items
restaurant. Impossible. That item might be easier.
Items impossible? I get one thing at every fast food place. I've never branched out. I'm like, here's the one thing I like from there. Here's the one thing I like from here. It's Wendy's. It's two things. Sorry to instantly go back. Junior bacon, which is a staple.
Obviously.
And a spicy chicken sandwich.
Pretty good.
But you get that no matter what.
And a Frosty.
No. I'm talking about like that's the shit I get at Wendy's. If I go to Burger King... It's that
long boy.
Long.
Oh, the long chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Which is disgusting.
It's gross. Yeah, especially since they did the chicken which is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
The King Rocks. And like
which sounds like a vegan chicken sandwich.
It does. They should have named it
piss
better.
Pissed me off.
Yeah. I didn't know it was actual chicken for like the first 3 months. I think your brother-in-law told us.
You add a couple more letters to make it chicken.
Yeah.
And to make it vegan, you take away two letters. Chicken.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know what I'm talking about? They sell those patties?
Well, that's what I'm saying. When they take out the eye in chicken, it's vegan. It's presented as vegan.
Yeah.
But that's what they just call their regular chicken sandwich.
Because vegan sandwiches are a team effort.
Yeah.
Enough of that at fast food places, too. No more vegan options.
Why?
Because you're going to McDonald's, you're going to Burger King. Let's stick to the plan here. Well, this is not like, a good meal that's good for you.
They have the same amount of salt, if not more. A lot of like vegan, a lot of the Impossible patties and stuff like that.
I don't think salt is what the people are concerned about.
No. Sodium,
I think
though.
It's the meat.
The meat.
Yeah, but like...
He's saying it's just as bad for
I'm
you.
Saying,
oh,
yeah.
Right. But
they're not doing it for health reasons.
Yeah. They're like, I don't want to eat meat.
Hold on.
They're doing it so they have something over you when you're having the conversation.
Yeah.
They're not doing a vegan option for health reasons. They're doing it for the taste?
No.
No, they're doing it
People do it because they don't want the fucking animals. Mistreatment of animals.
Yeah.
So they don't care if it's bad.
Yes.
They just don't want to kill
vegans.
It. So it's cool. How could you be a vegan?
That's Mike's wife.
How can you be a vegan that cares about animals and then go to a fast food place and fuck your own self up?
Some people like animals more than humans. Some people on their Hinge prompts, my friend told me, have there's this prompt that says, like, if you had to choose, would you rather save a dog or a human? And people are like, they're the same. It's like, no, they're not.
Well, I would love
save
to
save the human.
I would love to have a follow-up question.
And I love animals. I'm a big animal guy.
Everybody loves animals.
Yeah.
Morgan?
I love animals.
What kinds?
Prove it.
Do you have an animal with you right now?
No, the first one that popped my mind was dolphin. And I looked at
He's obsessed with fucking
dolphins. I always say dolphin. Dolphins rule.
What do you love most about dolphins?
They're rapists.
That's not why I like most about dolphins. They are rapists. Some of them rape. That's a fact. But some humans rape. I don't think
and
we
you
really
love humans?
Talk
no. Not more than dolphins.
You know what I think it starts with? When I was like a little kid, they would always have like the old, like older shows on Nickelodeon before I went to school.
Flipper?
Flipper was on every morning. Yeah. And I was like, that dolphin kind of rules. I'm 6 years old. It kind of got ingrained in my mind. And yeah.
You ever play Echo the Dolphin on
Sega
Genesis?
I do remember that game. It was 3 hours of just swimming around in the circle. You really didn't do much.
That game truly scared the fuck out of me.
It was the music.
It was the music and it was the being alone in the sea.
Yeah.
And not knowing what to do.
Yep.
You were just alone in the sea and you jump out and you get air and you do flips and you're like, that's great. And then you go deeper and you're like, uh-oh, yeah. I'm alone. This sucks.
You never played Echo the Dolphin?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you play video games as a child?
Yeah, no. Yeah, a little bit.
Well, which one is it?
I played Mortal Kombat at my grandma's house.
Hell yeah, blood on or off.
Micro Racers. I don't know. I didn't fuck with the settings.
It's like the reason you play the game.
NBA 2K1.
Big 2K, time jump in 2K. Between all the things you just said.
Well, I didn't get my first video game console was a Dreamcast.
Awesome. Yeah. Dude, one of my favorite.
Not when you're the guy with a Dreamcast. It's not awesome.
Why?
Because everyone else is like PS2s and Xboxes, and I'm like, I got a Dreamcast.
Let me tell you something, dude. Dreamcast was near perfect, except for the isolation you felt when you had one. Because yeah. I do feel that. But then you go to Blockbuster, and you have your own little section of Blockbuster,
yeah.
Away from all the other games that other people touch.
Yep.
None of the discs
couldn't play
are
Halo.
Scratched. You couldn't, but you went to somebody's house and played Halo.
Yeah, my brother, I think, got an Xbox with Mountain Dew caps.
What does that mean?
Yeah, they used to do promotions.
Oh. That's like Marlboro for kids.
It means he did enough damage to himself as like a 14-year-old. Yeah. And Xbox
and your
like
family had bad teeth, you say?
Yeah.
Crazy. Drinking enough Mountain Dew to get a video game system? There's no way.
I think he just got it from his friends and stuff. Because we never had, we called it Pop.
Pop.
We never had Pop in the house.
Yeah, it's a very Michigan thing. Not having Pop in the house is a very smart way to go.
Yeah.
That's good.
My mom was very pretty healthy. I mean, she cooked like the Midwest, but.
I went to Cleveland.
You used to eat a Pop-Tart every day for breakfast. Two Pop-Tarts.
I love
Pop-Tarts.
Yeah,
but that's like typical stuff.
Yeah, that's regular.
Yeah, that was like
Pop-Tart was,
time period.
Yeah, it was billed as a
that's
breakfast.
That's my favorite food of all time.
Dude, I would love to be like, cinnamon that's fucking
Pop-Tart.
Gross, but I love
they're
Pop-Tarts
so, good.
So much.
Yeah.
I didn't like the cinnamon sugar ones.
I did. Cinnamon sugar ruled. My favorite was Wildberry.
Wild, the purple one?
Yeah, purple one with the light blue. Kevin's oh, my God. Those were delicious.
Wildberry was for special kids.
Yeah, I'm a special guy.
Yeah, you
got
to heat it up. Look you at my heat shirt. It up. Yeah, you toaster?
Of course.
Toaster.
Yeah. I loved regular strawberry, dude.
Those are nice.
It's just called strawberry.
Strawberry.
It's regular strawberry.
Well, there was like frosted strawberry. And
you like it
was...
without the frosting?
Yeah. That's insane. That's fine. That's actually the
craziest. Why is that insane?
Fuck you.
That's actually the craziest thing I've heard. Since
fuck
we've been
you.
Here.
Hey. Oh, yes. Thank you, Zoe. Zoe is bringing in a box of
Popeyes.
From
oh, my God. These are my favorite donuts.
Okay.
Morgan loves
so
Randy's.
I
love Randy's.
I was gifted for my
this
birthday.
Like Morgan's birthday.
A box of Randy's donuts.
And it's a big box.
And it's the biggest box. Every donut is accounted for.
And we have to finish it before the podcast.
I just thought it'd be fun since it's my birthday. You guys sit here, watch me eat this box of donuts.
Hit the music.
I thought that was going to go a different way.
We got to watch you?
Yeah.
You could turn away, I guess, but it's not going to be good for the podcast. Oh, thank you. That's what I was waiting for, was the napkins. Thank you, guys.
I'm glad how much trouble you're having doing this. Oh, my God. He's got 12. It's a big box. Can you describe the flavor profile?
So you're saying fast food or whatever? You're saying before? Yeah, you guys should keep talking. Okay. If you guys don't keep talking, it's going to be a bad show.
Matt, what's your number one fast food? I'll go underrated fast food. Rallies/Checkers. Have you ever been to one of those?
I don't even like this one.
That one doesn't look that good, I gotta be honest. That looks kind of shitty. Looks pretty dry. We got some lemon on it.
Please have some donuts. I would never do that.
Checkers used to have $2 fries. And
you really weren't going to talk again until I started sharing the donuts.
I just got distracted by something. I had to check something. Business.
Should the music be going the whole time the donuts are out?
Not bad. Oh, my God.
It's donut music.
No free ads, but goddamn, Randy. They know how to make a fucking donut.
Dude, the crawler.
Oh, the rest, these are for me?
Enjoy. These are all for you. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Pick something good. Also, I'm going to take a chocolate one.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Kevin, will you go get us a knife? My mind was blown by Randy's when I moved here.
It's so good.
Yes.
Well, it's also one of those things, too. I mean, I'm sure you grew up watching The Simpsons. You always see that guy with the big donut, and then you realize what that's based off, and you're like, oh, my God, these donuts actually are fucking
Is that what it's based off of?
The guy with the big donut holding it up on The Simpsons? Yeah.
Yes, dude. It was nice to meet Randy in real life.
No.
And then I would see him on TV.
Is it Randy Johnson from baseball?
Randy Johnson, the guy who killed that bird.
No. This one's called The Big Unit.
Fuck, man.
Wait, Matt, I'm actually very interested. What was your Checkers fact?
They used to have a chicken and fries basket for $2.99.
Whoa, $2.99.
Yeah, it's like $4.99 now, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Do they still exist?
Yeah, Checkers? Mm-hmm. There's one in Inglewood, and there's like another one like Glendale. Thank I know I sound like the biggest fat ass in the world knowing exactly where the Checkers are located in Los Angeles. But I'm pretty sure it's Glendale. Yeah, it's definitely Glendale. They are goddamn delicious.
I don't think I've ever been to a Checkers.
You should go check it out, Mike. Truly.
You're more of a chess guy?
No. I mean, yes and. What was the last fast food place that you guys were at that you ate from? And what'd you order?
I'm sure it was in the last 48 hours.
McDonald's Chicken Big Mac.
Chicken
Mac? How was it?
It's very good. It's very, very good.
Is that new?
Yeah.
Why? It's just Big Mac sauce?
Instead of the beef.
You know how a Big Mac has beef patties?
Uh-huh.
So they replace the beef with the chicken patties.
Two different chicken patties? Isn't a Big Mac two patties?
Yeah.
So is it one chicken or
it's two chicken?
Chicken
patties.
That's a lot.
No, they're not that big.
They flatten
them out? Same size as the beef.
Dude,
it's not like a chicken sandwich patty. It's like a McChicken patty.
Why don't they have smash chicken?
I bet there's a place that does
smash
chicken burger.
Let's start
probably fire.
Let's start a smash chicken burger.
A little crispy chicken burger?
Mm.
Yeah, ma'am.
You got to stay on McDonald's right now. It's not a good time.
I hate.
Oh no!
Big
E. coli
outbreak. Yeah,
at McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, across like five or six states.
All the quarter pounders.
Yeah, I don't know why it's just quarter pounders.
But you're good because you had chicken.
No, but this morning I had a quarter pounder, and last night I had two quarter pounders.
No.
You might be sick.
You conveniently left that out.
I'm over smash burgers. Fuck that shit.
Why?
Give me a big juicy boy. Every burger place you go to in LA is a smash burger.
So you just take a break. You don't have to be fucking.
But I want to go to burger places. Who has a good fucking full ass big ass burger?
Amboy Meats Downtown.
It's so far.
It is so far for you, but goddamn, it's good.
Do you like a fat burger?
I love a fat burger.
I like fat burgers so much.
Oh, you're talking about actual fat burger?
Yeah.
Yes, I enjoy fat. Well, hand up. I like all burgers.
Okay, hell yeah.
Burgers
just,
are good.
Just so we're clear.
Very inclusive.
I haven't met a burger that I don't like.
I don't like In-N-Out, and I get shit from people here all the time.
Oh, that's the last fast food place. So it was In-N-Out yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I just threw out the pink lemonade cup out the car like 20 minutes ago.
You just I forgot. Threw it out of the window.
I knew it was within the last 48 hours. After I did that fucking trivia show.
What was the last thing you littered on this earth?
it's you this morning and last night.
Do you litter a lot? You litter?
I don't, so.
That's crazy.
Yes.
But I will be turning this tape into the police.
That's fine. Come and get me.
That's such a test of a good or a bad person.
I hate you with the test of the good or the bad people stuff. That's not a test. It's not a test of a good or a bad
littering,
person.
Taking care of the earth?
If I have like candy wrappers in my car, yeah, they're going out the window. Oh my
That's
God.
That's crazy.
How is that crazy?
That's a bad person.
That's not a bad person.
Chat, let us know if you litter.
There's no chat. This is not live.
Littering is one of the worst things you can do as a human being.
Hey, what the heck am I doing here? Guys, you ever heard of Squarespace? Yeah. I bet you have if you ever listened to our show, Dynamic Banter, which is the one you're listening to right now.
You are listening to that right now. Congratulations.
Thank you, and congratulations to you, Mike. And guys, I'll tell you about Squarespace. It's the perfect place for you to start a website, get your stuff out there in the world. It's so professional to have a website.
It is. You should have one if you're a professional.
If you're an artist or a professional and you want to showcase your stuff, Squarespace is the place to do it. Because it's just a wonderful one-stop shop for you to set up your little piece of real estate on the internet.
Finally, have something that belongs to you, not something that's controlled by some weirdo algorithm. Some place where you'll show up to the people who need to see you all the time.
That's right, and if you're trying to be a professional in this industry and you're like, hey man, I got all this cool work, and someone's like, where can I see it? And you go, beep beep, social media, insert here, and they're like, no, 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 no.
Dude, you could have a cool landing page for all of your stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have to be so mush mouth about it all the time.
Yeah, and listen, you could have social media be like kind of like a place where you showcase your stuff, but you want a hub.
Yeah.
You want a .com that you could tell to someone that they could go to and find all of the things you do.
You
want to
make things nice and simple for people, and you could do that with Squarespace.
And it's so professional and easy with 24-hour days, 7 days a week customer support if anything ever goes wrong, like it would. And there's tools like selling stuff. You can sell stuff right on the site. Isn't that great? And I like what you're saying, connect it to all your social media accounts, all of the major social media accounts. And connect it. And everyone can see what's up. You can see how many people have been checking out your site analytics. Easy to read stuff. And you don't need to install anything. You can do it right on your phone. You can do it while you're sitting on the can, Joshua. So go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use that dang squarespace.com/banter to save 10% off your first purchase of the website or domain. So go to squarespace.com for the free trial. Try it out. When you want to launch, squarespace.com/banter. Thank you, Squarespace. Now back to the show. We'll be right back.
Did I hear? I just got a call down the station. This is Officer Randy Felt now.
Yeah.
I just got a call. Officer Randy.
ACAB.
I know my rights. I don't answer questions.
Every time I come on the show, somebody says ACAB.
It's because cops suck ass.
Tell
suck.
Me what it means.
Hey, we got some donuts for you, Piggy.
Oh, nice. Wait, that was a trick. That was a trick, and I fell for it. I heard somebody say somebody did someone kind of littering.
Nobody said anything.
Somebody said something about a littering. I got a call. I need to know the facts right now, and I need to see your identification.
Don't talk to him. No, you don't. Are we being detained?
I don't answer questions.
No, you're not being detained. Let me turn on my body cam. Okay. I was told that somebody did littering.
I'd like to talk to your superior.
Fuck.
Superior?
Yeah, I stumbled over that.
What's
a
superior?
I still had some donut in my mouth. What? You said littering's one of the worst things a person can do?
Yeah.
What about murder?
I said one of the worst things.
So littering's up there when they're the same tier?
Yeah.
Oh,
hello, did someone ask for superior to policeman? It's me, Chef Giuseppe Abbondanza. Good to see you, Morg. Good to see you, man. I love the Big Humble Podcast.
You think we don't know Chef Giuseppe? Look at us.
We eat at Buca de Pepo every night.
Yeah.
I have breaks in my heart, but it's good to see you, man. You looking a tall boy.
Are you Asian?
Did no,
you
I'm a guy.
How'd you become superior of Officer Feltface?
Officer Randall Feltmouth, he need a leadership. He just a lost boy.
I feel like every puppet you have is gonna call me a slur.
not on air, Morgan. I wouldn't know to do that to you and the rating and the algorithm for the show. Kevin, or what? Let me ask you a question, Moore. Just
yes,
by
Giuseppe.
Looking at a Kev, can you tell he's a race?
Just by looking at a cop,
Kajal? Just by looking at a Kevin, can you tell? Also, let me say he's from Orange County.
He's got the look, but not like a overt, like one of those
Wait,
more like you take it to the internet.
He's racist? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, can you tell by a look in that? If he is a race.
If he's a race?
If he is. No, you know when you don't like a race.
Yeah.
Can you tell by looking at a cat?
I don't think he looks racist.
I have my suspicion of that.
Maybe against you, you fucking.
Against me. Oh, of
can,
course.
Wait, can I say Italian slurs or no?
Can you wait until I gone?
Yeah.
Gotta be honest, if Italian people came over talking like this back in like the 1800s,
yeah,
I kind of get it.
Shut the fuck up.
This is insane.
And your food is for poor people back then.
Excuse me, man.
It is. Spaghetti was for poor people.
Listen, the biscottis is for everybody.
Yeah, everybody includes poor people.
Yes, poor, rich, even though you never see rich people do a slurp. You never see rich, dude.
Could you imagine living in New York City in like the 1860s? You see 300 of these walking off a boat. You'd be like, yeah, our country's done. This is over.
Yeah. Okay, well, build a wall.
Listen, we have a lot to offer. We had a lot to offer the whole time. Like,
Biscotti.
Biscotti is a great example.
Is Chef Boyardee a real guy?
Chef Boyardee is a real. He knew my grandmama. He gave him my grandmama how you say...
Chef Boyardee, whoa!
Did
Chef Boyardee got good top?
What's that? It's a family secret. We cannot say on this podcast. You can cut out, right, Kev?
Yeah, we rewind it.
We rewind?
Yep.
We bring it the back.
Okay, it's good to meet you, Matt. And good to meet you.
I thought we knew each other already.
It's good to see you in person.
Good to see you too, Chef Giuseppe.
Nah. No, they care about different stuff.
You don't think that guy litters?
Yeah, that guy definitely litters.
That guy doesn't have a garbage can in his house.
So does the cop.
Yeah. He just throws on his front lawn.
Thank you guys for having patience with those two. The recurring.
I actually.
I fucks with Chef.
I prefer talking to the puppets.
Well, they're only arms. They're you know
they're right there.
Close.
Yeah. Yeah. You have good accents.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're good at that.
I have heard them all my life.
Sure. from people you know and love dearly.
They really do not like Italian people in the middle of the country. It's the last place where they don't like Italian people.
What? Well, what do you mean? Well, I mean, depends.
Like, they love them in Chicago, right?
Chicago is like as far.
We didn't hate Italians.
Italians stopped at Chicago. Mm. They're like.
I feel like in Michigan, instead of Italians, you guys have Greeks.
And Albanians.
Yeah, we have Albanian. We have Middle Easterners.
Yes, Middle Easterners are all.
They love Michigan.
Well, middle.
They feel right at home. And, yeah, technically Michigan is
the
right.
We spent our life in the Middle East. Let's go to the Middle West.
It's the middle. It's the middle of the country. It's in the Eastern Time Zone.
Let's check out the Middle West for a
They love Dearborn, not the animal, D E A R,
or the diseases.
Born,
Dearborn diseases,
mm-hmm.
Like limes.
Yep. What's the other one like? Where they're zombies or something?
Antler.
Yeah, racist Kevin. Look that up. Yeah.
Can you look up all the Dearborn diseases for us, please? I did Hilarities in Cleveland recently. I had a lovely time.
I've never been. I've never heard of it.
Never heard.
I don't
of
know
it.
Why you pointed at me. Yeah,
because you're from the Middle East.
Oh, sure.
I loved it so much. It's one of the most beautiful clubs. Great staff. Great people.
Are you gonna send this to them?
Yeah.
We got it. They didn't like you because you were Italian.
They liked me just fine. I was going to talk about the food afterwards. Ah, okay. I ducked into a taco spot because we're so spoiled here with tacos. And I assumed that it would just be a regular run-of-the-mill taco experience. And it was the saltiest, creamiest experience I've ever had.
I can give you one saltier and creamier.
Don't hold back a laugh when you say that. Physically trying to keep the ha-has in with your lip.
He's saying something disgusting that he shouldn't. His lip like quivers.
I'll show you. I get turned on a little.
I could do it.
No, I went home once and my family took me to the new taco spot in town.
Yeah, how'd you
and they have this thing. So you can get a regular taco. It's all Mexicans that work there. And you
good
can
start.
Get a regular taco or you can get a gringo taco. And I got a gringo taco. My family's like, you don't want a regular taco? I'm like, not here.
Yeah, I'm a gringo. Yeah. This is my
gringo
taco.
They're better than fucking Mexican tacos anyway.
There is a...
Sour cream and shit?
Fucking, it's not
Mexican.
Fuck
me up with that shit, bro.
What is it? There's a place...
sour cream on Mexican tacos?
They don't. When's the last time you got a Mexican taco with sour cream on it?
That is a
good
point.
I don't know how to say it in Spanish.
Where did that start?
Crema soda.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Well, no, soda is the right
word. Soda.
Is it?
I don't know. Probably.
Sounds good.
They just started...
Spanish is easy. It really is.
We were trying to...
essay.
Do...
Espanol es essay.
Espanol es...
Spanish S.
How come... you ever notice how Mexicans always get very patriotic after you sneeze?
Is this a...
I sneeze and they go, God bless you, S.A. Can we clip that? Could you mute me?
Just end the show, dude.
You ever notice that, though?
That sounds like one of your first three stand-up jokes.
No, that was much later. Do your first that was a good 5 years on the stand-up.
Do your first good joke.
Which one?
Supreme Court.
Oh, that was also like 5 years on the stand-up. Did you know... He knows this joke. Did you know the Supreme Court is actually a regular court, but with pepperoni sausage, mushroom, and green peppers?
Dude, big fan.
Multiple people I respect in my life, comedically, have told me that is my best joke.
Yeah. Isn't it fun to have your best joke 5 years in and then not since? You actually... I can't even...
Mike was like, not only am I going to ignore what you said, I agree.
Dude, no.
And now he's going to say, I can't even think of another joke.
I can, but you, the joke that I love of yours, I've told you multiple times. Yeah. So rude of you to not remember that we had this conversation and you said actively.
Listen, a lot of people tell me a lot of times how much they love specific jokes. So it's hard to keep. Which one is your favorite?
Bucket.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Bucket's pretty good.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
It gets me every time. I've literally seen this joke hundreds of times. So it's like, yeah, you do.
See, I hear compliments like this, and I'm like, why do I try at all with anything?
Dude, saying yeah, you do, like you're coming to a realization after the 70th time you've heard the joke is so
170th.
That's how good and true that is.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Doesn't that fill you with a sense of pride?
No. I'm a big fucking fat oaf.
Yeah.
No.
You would rather be known for one of the other jokes about you being a...
Yeah, some of the, you know, cerebral intellectual stuff I do.
Like the stuff about being the last nacho. Which is the same joke about a different thing.
Yeah.
Also, I remember when we had that meal and watching him come to the realization.
He saw me write that joke in real time.
He's like, whoa.
Did the Donnie Darko song is playing while you're like...
And then I went and did it that night. That was on my birthday party.
Dude, nothing better than being real sad on your birthday.
I disagree. I'm going to strongly disagree with that.
Go ahead
actually.
And name one thing better.
I mean, these donuts.
Mm-hmm. Kick ass. Randy's rules.
Do you guys want more? I know it's so rude to eat
on
the podcast.
I'm okay.
But we very rarely have props. We only have sounds, and all the sounds have a toothache. So we had to eat donuts instead to make up for it. Do you guys want to shout out your podcast?
Yeah. Listen to the Big Humble Podcast. You can find it where all podcasts are available. And
no.
Huh?
It's only Spotify and the Apple Podcasts and Amazon.
Well, if you're using anything
that's
else, that's
places.
Weird. Yeah. That and YouTube.
We
and
can't
YouTube.
Get on iHeartRadio.
Well,
because it's not.
We can't get on Pocket Cast. Because
Pocket Cast.
To get on Pocket Cast, you have to subscribe to Pocket Cast. You have to pay a monthly subscription, and then you can submit your RSS feed.
Is that a thing that people?
It's
Android.
It's Android's podcast app.
So they love really sticking it to everyone.
Yeah, they really hate when anyone has any sort of community or.
That's too bad, and they love WhatsApp so hard.
Yeah.
Actually, if you have an Android, we don't even want you listening.
Yeah, don't
to
listen to our shit, you fucking greedy.
Go do something else.
Dude, yeah.
I hate you more than now. Italians. Get out of our country.
Wait a minute. What do you say? Easy does it.
Wait, so you said they don't like Italians in the Midwest. Yeah. You think it's because they're like super religious and you guys kind of killed Jesus and then tried to like reclaim Christianity by forming the Catholic Church?
What do you mean kind of killed Jesus?
We don't
Jesus?
Like Catholics.
Because like, okay, so like. The Jews were taking their orders from Caesar and the Romans.
Yeah.
The
Romans, I don't like Catholics.
The Romans are Italians.
Big Caesar or?
Caesar salad. I killed a fucking Caesar salad yesterday. Call me Brutus. I'd be killing that Caesar. I love Caesar salad. Thank
Caesar
you for that.
Caesar salad is nice.
Is that you guys? No, that's
no, that was Greek. Mexicans. That was Mexicans.
Mexicans made Caesar salad?
Yeah, Mexicans invented Caesar salad.
And they named
oh,
it
Caesar Chavez.
Oh, Caesar salad.
Yeah.
Oh, ensalada.
And then they came along and just took credit for it.
They're like, no, Caesar. That's
also,
us.
Big mistake by changing that? To Italy instead of just going with Rome.
Roman salad.
Yeah, if like, what sounds cooler? I'm Italian or I'm Roman?
Roman sounds more powerful.
Italian.
Roman, dude.
Like Italian sounds more romantic.
Roman
sounds
more
Roman is half here. Of romantic.
Let's take a break.
Which means that romantic came from Roman.
That's
it
right.
Had to have.
Oh, okay.
That's right. We'll take credit for that.
That's great.
Well, this is ChatGPT, and that was invented by an Italian, so this feels like a lie.
No,
what do you have to say, Zoe?
The Caesar salad.
Elon Musk is Italian.
There's no way. Not claiming him.
More like Elon Tusk. The guy's a walrus.
Elon Tuskin.
Wait. Who am I? Dark MAGA.
Yeah, dude. Why did he do that?
What's Dark MAGA?
I don't know.
Oh shit.
You gotta. Shit. I understand being autistic and not having any self awareness, but you gotta have. If you're the richest guy in the world, you gotta
a tiny penis.
Somebody has to teach him about having a tiny penis.
You gotta have people telling you, be like,
hey, there's no one better on earth to teach him about having a tiny penis.
And my friend
Morgan Lysel. No, I said it first.
Dude, you gotta know not to jump around like that. Is all I'm saying. Somebody has to sit you down the first time you do it. And be like, you can't.
Do what?
Not jump around.
Weird dark MAGA. Do the weird jump.
Yeah. What's dark MAGA?
I don't know.
Does dark stand for something?
No, I think he was trying to say dark matter. Was he not?
No, he's
because
he's
a space
MAGA.
Guy.
That's the thing. I'm getting ads about it on Twitter. Sorry, X. He's everything happened. Everything's happening on that.
Yeah, but isn't dark? Wasn't he making a pun? He came on with a black on black hat. And he said, "I'm not just MAGA. I'm dark MAGA."
Yeah, he's MAGA, but he's edgy.
Yeah, he's just trying to be edgy.
I think he was. I thought he was doing a dark matter. Because he's science guy. Bill? Am I giving him too much credit? Am I giving him the smartest 100%. Guy in the world too much credit?
Smartest guy
smartest
in the world.
Guy in the
world I'm the smartest guy in the world.
You're Italian.
Wait a minute. What is this?
Do you know they also are starting to think that dark matter might not exist?
Why?
I don't know.
You can just say something.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah,
it's a free
then
country.
Where does the conversation go if you don't know anything after
I
that?
Don't know. Somebody look it up.
I know.
Damn it.
You took my phone.
The Caesar salad was invented by American restaurateur Caesar Cardini. American. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Cardi B?
No, you skipped over that.
I got to the important part. Not Mexican. But he invented it in Tijuana, Mexico.
Yeah, I knew Mexicans didn't invent it because it doesn't have tortillas in
it. It's got real bread, croutons.
An Italian-American went to Mexico to invent a salad?
Cesar Cardini.
He was doing something else in Tijuana.
What, a donkey show?
I don't know what he was doing, but then he happened upon the salad.
Yeah.
Crazy to invent a salad.
Crazy to invent the donkey show.
Less crazy than inventing the salad.
What came first, do you think?
Donkey show, for sure.
Salad.
No, people were trying to fuck donkeys before they were like, let me put these fucking vegetables together.
That's how hard it is to talk to women. Somebody tried to fuck a donkey.
Well, one woman was like, put it in my ass, and a man went out and fucked the donkey.
Don't do the smile thing where you're trying to hold it back. Dude, I love it.
Can't be the first one to laugh at my joke. I know what's coming. I have to wait and see if it's funny.
Why can't you be the first? Why can't we do that? Why, as comedians, can't we laugh at our own jokes?
You do that.
I do it constantly.
Yeah, I admire that.
Sometimes I'm the only person laughing.
That's one of my. That's my favorite joke. If I'm the only one laughing, and everyone's just like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Nah, that's funny."
Isn't that the best?
You guys are just idiots.
No, guys, can't you hear it? I'm laughing into the microphone. Yeah. This is what you guys should be doing. It's my favorite. I love having fun. I don't like when other comedians are like, I don't even know what they say that is, but they don't like it. They're like, you shouldn't be doing that.
Fucking Luke Schwartz does this thing now.
Don't listen to anybody.
He goes, instead of laughing, he'll go, aha, 5 comedy points. I'm like, just laugh. Yeah. Dumbass.
Luke is...
the most frustrating friend I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. That's 100% true. And I also think he's one of the... He's very funny. And so if he wasn't, if he wasn't as funny as he is, a lot of his like little quirks would be tougher to deal with.
Yeah.
Like you can't have a genuine conversation with him because you walk up to him and you say, hey, Luke, how are you? We have this conversation with him.
Yeah.
And you care as a friend.
And he says, oh, thanks so much.
And he goes, yes, of course. Or something like that.
Something that doesn't answer the question.
And it's so hard to keep caring after that. Yeah. But you do because of how funny he is.
You can turn it off.
You can zone it out if you want. If you're a bad friend.
Why do you say bad friend and both look at me?
Yeah.
Well.
Because I was thinking the same thing you were probably.
It's just what? When I think of bad friends, I think of things right away. I think of Andrew and Bobby, and then I think of you.
That's a good friend sometimes.
I'm a great friend.
What's the last couple things you did that would... Was the last couple great? So I'm gonna go back to yesterday.
Okay,
Ramsey.
Yeah,
his car exploded.
Yeah,
in the parking lot.
Yeah, it died. The battery died.
And I was like, does he need any help? And you're like, nah, he'll be all right.
He was
across the street.
I gave him my jumper cables. What are you talking about?
You gave him cables.
He took them home.
You threw cables at him. He said, I gave them to Willie.
I'm in a suit hosting a show.
Yeah.
I said, Willie, can you go help Ramsey?
Yeah.
Your partner.
You banished one of the teams.
I gave them my jumper cables, which he still has. And I said, hold on to them for as long as you need. I can buy new ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds like a pretty good friend to me.
I think that's halfway to being a good friend.
You think I should have gone there in my suit and done all the work myself?
I think if you do that,
there's 6 other people there.
Yeah.
That aren't wearing suits.
But you're immediately relinquishing the chance to be the best possible friend.
No, I was the one that was coordinating who was going to help him and get it done.
Who did you
If send? I didn't, Willie would have stood there the whole time.
You sent Willie out there to help him.
His partner.
Yeah.
It's still Willie.
Yeah. And they made it. It worked.
I don't know that Willie knows where jumper cables go.
He doesn't.
I don't know where
they both have phones in their pockets.
But it would have been very funny to see Willie come back in with like his hair fucking sticking up and his eyes super
and the cables attached to his ears.
You can't put possum on possum, apparently.
You see his skeleton?
Yeah.
What if it was Morgan's car?
Would you help Morgan?
No, he can go fuck himself.
You throw cables at him?
No, he can't even use my cables.
Whoa.
Wow.
Of course I would help him. What are you talking about?
We're talking about you being a good friend.
Yeah.
You don't think I'm a good friend?
I do think you're a good friend.
But you're like finding this very specific thing in an instance where I was a kind of good friend to call me a bad friend.
Yeah, I was just trying to piggyback on what I said before. Because what I think is fun, I think everything I say is so funny. So I was trying to help myself out. I was trying to be my own co-host. Because mine's at the dentist.
We should check in on him.
You're a good friend. I'm sorry I said that.
It's okay.
Do you have a dentist puppet?
Let me see.
I want to see Giuseppe. Make Giuseppe a dentist. Oh, I'm here to look into your mouth. You're a molar. You got the brush more.
You can't do that.
Sorry.
I'd rather you not do it.
Do a black voice. Get him back.
Yeah, make Giuseppe black.
He Giuseppe doesn't stoop to that level.
Oh, what the fuck does that mean?
The thing I know about dudes named Giuseppe, they definitely stoop to that level.
Do you know how to say black racial slur in Italian?
Unfortunately, I do. Yes.
Me too. Sopranos, baby.
That's the one thing you took from the show?
Yep. Never finished it. Didn't like it. Love that part.
You didn't like your Sopranos?
No. Uncle Ben? I'm out.
That I still, pound for pound, probably the funniest scene in TV history, in my estimate.
Okay. First of all, what do you mean you don't like a Sopranos? Ah, Sopranos. That's my little joke. Anyway, what don't you like about the show, man?
I just found it to be a little... People are going to hate me for this.
Yes. It's going to be a good clip. Kevin, start the thing.
No, we're not clipping this. I'll say the N-word. No. I'll make this
Kevin
unusable.
Would love that.
Okay, fine. We make it a compromise. You say the N-word one time. We're allowed to eat it through the mic. And then again, you clip, and then it go, but we do gangbusters.
There's nothing specific. I just didn't click for me.
Because you hate a tap?
That might have a little bit to do with it. I don't know. Hmm. I haven't dug that deep
yet. Is it because you hate...
I literally don't care about Italians.
It's because you hate the Northeast?
I think your food's overrated.
What do you mean?
Americans invented pizza, by the way. Huh?
Is it because you dislike the Northeast?
I've never been to the Northeast.
I think you would like it a lot.
Name a three... Name a three nationality food better than Italian.
Mexican.
Fuck.
American.
No.
Yes.
No.
Indian.
No.
Indian or no?
Indian rules. Indian. Mediterranean.
No. I'm with Giuseppe. Indian or no?
You never. Thank you so much.
Ethiopian.
Ethiopian definitely or no?
You
the South.
Never get a diarrhea directly after eating an Italian.
Oh, yes, you do.
What are you talking about? I'm lactose
Maybe
intolerant.
You do. Maybe you do. Morgan.
I'll prove you wrong, brother.
It's just carbs, cheese,
Show
and
me.
Sauce.
Show me a diarrhea right now. I'll cook you something nice. I'll cook a new specialty I just made up right now.
Your dessert sucks.
What do you mean?
It's savory cheese and a dessert. Suck my fucking dick.
Did you ever have a cannoli, you piece
That's what
of
I'm
shit?
Talking about, you piece of shit.
You don't like a cannoli?
Ricotta? Cheese and a dessert?
Cannolis, dude? That's insane.
No, put fucking frosting in there.
It is a frost.
It's cheese.
You ever have a cannoli, a wedding cake, and me more?
A cannoli at a wedding cake?
Cannoli wedding cake. It's a whole wedding cake made out of cannoli.
No,
no, and that's
that.
Silly.
I don't think Italian should be allowed to get married.
Just have a regular fucking wedding cake.
Oh, what are you like? Cheese and wheeze a cake? Are you a piece of shit?
I don't like cheese
don't
in my
cake.
Don't
put cheese in the cake. That's the simple solution. What you gotta fucking put cheese in cake for?
For real, what the hell is that?
Cake is bread and frosting.
You listen to
me. Well, it's different than that also.
And raspberry jam.
We do compromise. You come over, I make you a chicken parm.
I love chicken parm.
Chicken parm rules.
I piss in it because you piece of shit.
I was just thinking spaghetti's overrated. That's what I was saying. And lasagna, Connor.
We do piss-getties. I do secret family recipe where I piss in the spaghetti.
Probably tastes better than your bullshit.
Hey.
You can make so spaghetti for 99 cents. It's not a good food.
Listen.
That's ramen noodles.
Ramen
noodles rip.
I didn't say they didn't.
Oh. Also, Japanese. You should have said Japanese. Japanese food's better than Italian food.
Is ramen Japanese?
Yeah.
Teriyaki does a slap.
I had sushi yesterday.
Ramen, sushi, Japanese barbecue. They kind of figured that shit out.
You ever have Italian sushi?
No. And I wouldn't.
Is yes.
Mozzarella
stick? Wait, I know what it is. It's when you... Oh, no. Never mind. My mom used to do tortillas with cheese and deli meats, and you wrap them and then slice
that's
it up.
Not
that's
Italian.
That's
sushi.
American cuisine.
Unless
because
you
that's not something better than Italian food.
Unless you put a salami, little super sauce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nice.
Also, finish the word.
Cucumbers.
Super sauce's not a word.
Yeah, finish
it. That's not how you fucking spell that.
That's annoying.
How I would say a super sauce.
Mozzarella? That's not how the word is spelled.
Mozzarella. You speak it to my heart, boy. You... So this is me as a dentist. I open a Y. Looking good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, Giuseppe does kind of rule.
I love Giuseppe.
Giuseppe's fun as hell.
I told you, dude.
This whole podcast should be Giuseppe.
Yeah. Giuseppe's gonna get passed at the comedy store. Dude, just fucking I wanna be there for him.
Giuseppe.
You guys are fucking great. How long have we been doing this?
Always a good question to ask. That's how you know it's
And it's not because I'm bored. I truly love your podcast so much. And I'm sorry for being, I know it's not cool to be a fan of your friends, for Christ's sake.
Who Which said it's silly. Not cool? Hate, Why are you I mad at us?
You did.
I love when? My friendship.
You said it.
I think you project onto me a lot.
That does feel like a something lot? You would have said, though.
To say don't guess. Be a fan of our podcast, that's crazy.
Yeah, you said it.
No, be a fan.
I promise you said it. And if it's on one of your shows, I will find it.
All right.
Or I'll send Kevin to find it.
Yeah. How would you describe your podcast?
Oh, boy. Don't ask him that.
That's going to make us do some introspection about what we're actually doing. And I don't think either of us prepared to do
no,
that.
No, our podcast is it's very much two intellectuals talking about...
you have a book club.
What's going on... No.
No.
What's going on in you know, modern society and the downfall of capitalism and...
yeah, it's late-stage capitalism. We cover that a lot.
Late-stage podcasting, kind of.
Oh, very yeah. Way, oh, yeah. Way past yeah. the late stage of podcast.
But you guys are so good together, and my mind
we
is
We kiss off air sometimes.
You kiss on air sometimes
no.
as well.
No, never no, on no, never on air. I would never do that on camera. I wouldn't disrespect my family like that.
I was holding my phone like this last time you guys kissed.
Oh, if you have the footage, I'd love to see it.
No, I'm not going to let you see it.
Find a new slant, Mike Felser. I'll be the what are you doing for your birthday?
This.
All right, that's a good call.
I was filming Pauly's show tonight, but he said, we'll just do it in...
post.
In post. We'll film it in post.
You gotta go get a nice shitty Italian dinner?
I kind of want
to. Buca di pepe!
No. No. Have you ever been to Pace?
No.
How does it actually pronounce it?
Patch. Pace.
Page.
No, there's a place in one Weho. Of the canyons called Pace. And it's like under that hippie mark. You know what I'm talking
yes.
about? You ever go, is it Coldwater Canyon?
No, Laurel.
Laurel Canyon.
Laurel Canyon, yeah. That's the right.
Yeah.
And there's that whole little community there, and all they have is this, like, hippie convenience store, and then this beautiful Italian restaurant and a laundromat. And the restaurant is so good.
You know that's my full name.
Matthew
Laundry
Italian
Matt.
Restaurant.
Laundry Matthew. That's beautiful. Well, listen, I love your podcast very much. I love your friendship very much. I like sitting here and bearing witness
we
to
love
your
you,
friendship.
Mike
Felso. You're glazing more than those donuts.
It's hard to glaze more than those donuts. See, that's what he's talking about.
Well, it's just a good, that's a funny line.
I was
going to
give you one. I was going to give you one for the road, but no, I'm not.
I think we're like donut out. We probably maxed our
I had a big ass
a lifetime
donut.
Allotment of donuts.
Yeah, they are. It doesn't take much.
Donuts one of my favorite foods, and it's so hard to justify eating them.
Yes, because it's only dessert, and it happens.
It makes me feel better when I eat them with coffee.
Sure.
You ever do a dunk?
No, I mean I don't, but I should.
Do you dip?
Huh? Do I dip?
Do you do?
Do I dip? When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Yeah. Dude, my Italian uncles used to do a thing where they used to
I don't
want to
know what your Italian uncles used to do.
They used to make you don't want to know everything. Yeah. They used to make me look the other way. They're like, look over there. And then they would dip their cookies and stuff in my like tea or coffee
That's
or
a
whatever
good bit.
I had in front of me. Yeah, good uncle bit.
One time it was after prom, we were driving somewhere and I was lighting a blunt and I had a match and my friend was driving, he was giving me shit. So I lit the blunt and then I took the lit match and I put it in his straw. Then like 5 minutes went by and he went to go drink. Oh, what the fuck?
He's yelling at you, smoke yeah, is coming
out. That's kind of like
mouth.
That, right?
Yes. Yes, that is like that. That is like that. Okay, congratulations on the rebirth of your podcast. You guys went away for a little while, and
yep.
now you're back.
Yep.
And congratulations on the new birth
Thank
of
you.
Your trivia
I'm a father.
Show.
Okay, Daddy, coming soon.
Yes. Dude, I had so much fun.
Yeah, it's a good show, I think.
Yes.
And it's only getting better.
It is.
Okay, Daddy is a trivia game show where teams of two compete in a tournament. We're still figuring out the hook and everything.
The amount of steam it started.
It's the best trivia show on the internet.
You said something so funny yesterday. And I was like, how many clips do you think we have? And you were like, we're not doing clips. We're trying to break the system.
I go, it's going to be unlisted on YouTube.
Yeah. No one's going to be able to find
Link
it.
Link only.
You have to trust us.
Yeah.
That's how good it is. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, bud.
Sorry about the last minute change. You guys are welcome back literally anytime. Two of my favorite people. Morgan and Matt, Big Humble Podcast, Kevin, Steve, Giuseppe. No, show's over. No, go ahead, bud.
I think that there was an instance where you laughed at a racist thing.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did a lot of racist stuff and you were laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
You did a fucking Korean voice.
But you said at the beginning, you said at the beginning you weren't going to laugh at anything racist.
He said we'd only laugh inside.
Do you remember one thing well, that
he did a Korean voice. I think that pretty much covers
it. I did
everything.
Do
the,
a Korean
the
voice.
Part you cut out when right. I was doing okay. the Michael Richards.
All right.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.